For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin legislature's deep partisan divide was on display as the state Senate took to the floor on Tuesday. Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein criticized Republican-authored bills, saying nothing on the day's calendar addressed cost and affordability for working families across the state of Wisconsin. She said Democrats are frustrated and dismayed. Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said Republicans address cost and affordability with a middle-class tax cut in the latest state budget, while Democrats introduced bills that led local governments increasing their levies to raise property taxes. He said Democratic complaints seem a little disingenuous. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto numerous Republican measures, including bills to prohibit undocumented persons from receiving taxpayer-financed health care, to ban local governments from setting up income programs, and to allow new cigar bars to open. The Senate will not return to the Capitol until January. A two-vehicle crash in Richland Center resulted in injuries. Tuesday morning at approximately 10:35, Richland County Dispatch received several 911 calls regarding a two-vehicle crash with one person injured near U.S. Highway 14 in Culver's. Upon arrival, it was determined that a vehicle operated by Marla Knutson, 83, of Lone Rock, was attempting to cross U.S. Highway 14 to head to Goodwill. Knutson's vehicle was struck by another vehicle that was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 that was operated by John H. Deidelhoff, 78, of Cazenovia. After the vehicles had collided, Deidelhoff's truck left the roadway and came to rest in front of Goodwill. Knutson's vehicle sustained heavy damage from the crash and remained in the roadway. Marla Knutson was transported to the Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has been recognized with the 2025 Global Vision Community Partnership Award from the Wisconsin Hospital Association, which honors members who successfully address a documented community health need. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo was honored for its partnership with the Beyond Blessed Pantry, which was established in August 2018. What had started as a community outreach once a month, mobile pantry serving Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, and surrounding areas, has grown quickly. The Beyond Blessed Pantry anticipates serving more than 34,000 households this year. In addition to a plaque of recognition, an unrestricted grant of $2,500 is given to continue to fulfill the Beyond Blessed Pantry's work and mission. Established in 1993, the goal of the Global Vision Community Partnership Award is to provide recognition, financial support, and public awareness of a community health initiative or project created in partnership with a WHA member that successfully addresses a documented community health need. Partnerships must reach across the community or population served, and the program must be an active, ongoing enterprise at the time of the nomination. The trees decorating the state capitol and the governor's mansion are coming from Oconto County. The trees were harvested Monday morning at a tree farm near Gillette. According to the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association, a 30-foot balsam fir will take center stage in the Capitol Rotunda. Governor Tony Evers says this year's theme for the holiday tree is the Learning Tree. Students are being encouraged to make handmade ornaments, honoring educators, child care providers, custodians, and other school staff, and submit them to decorate the tree. As part of International Fraud Awareness Week, Attorney General Josh Call is drawing attention to the significant financial harm caused by fraud in Wisconsin and launching a new public education flyer to help the public understand the warning signs. Fraud continues to affect people across the state, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is encouraging residents to learn how common scams work and how to respond when something does not feel right. According to data compiled by the Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Sentinel Network, more than 30,000 fraud reports were submitted by Wisconsin residents in 2024. Reported losses in Wisconsin totaled more than $109 million, and the median reported loss was $360. The most frequently reported types of fraud for Wisconsin consumers included online shopping scams, business imposters, and government imposters. To help people recognize when they may be in the middle of a scam, the Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation has created a public education flyer. The flyer outlines several warning signs, including being pressured to act quickly, being told to keep a transaction secret, having someone on the phone direct what to do, or feeling confusion or uncertainty. When these signs appear, the flyer advises people to stop and not withdraw or send money until they have had time to verify what is happening. Scammers frequently impersonate government agencies, law enforcement, tech support, bank or credit union staff, or a family member or romantic partner claiming to be in trouble. The flyer includes steps people can take immediately and lists contact information for the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline, the Medicaid Fraud and Elder Abuse Unit, and Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Hotline. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2025 gun deer season opens Saturday and runs through Sunday, November 30th. Similar to last year, this year's gun deer season runs later in the month. Fewer deer may be on the move relative to years when with earlier openers. Other factors could create better deer hunting conditions, such as colder temperatures and snow cover. Through October 31st, year-to-date sales for gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses reached 463,983. Of that total, 137,394 are for gun privileges only. Hunters should be aware of updates to some of the deer management units for the 2025 deer season. DMUs in the northern forest management zones have been converted to habitat-based units as opposed to county-based units. Review the map of the new DMUs to double-check you know which DMU you are hunting in. You can also see a breakdown of the season structure by county and DMU. Please note that forest zone DMUs are now referred to by a number. Hunters will need to know their DMU name or number when requesting antlerless permits. All harvested deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Hunters will need the unique harvest authorization number associated with each permit. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR, wildlife managers, and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. The three options to register a deer are online with Game Reg, by phone at 1-844-426-3734, or electronically at a participating in-person registration station. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.